Republican presidential hopeful Donald Trump was in Laredo, Texas for just a couple of hours yesterday, but the dust hasn't settled yet. Trump traveled to the border city to, surprise, denounce illegal immigrants crossing from Mexico, the same ones he accused earlier of being rapists, drug traffickers, and just plain bad for America. Yesterday, the Donald professed his love for Hispanics who are here legally. They make great workers, he noted, and he predicted that Latinos would love him back. Trump's statements have outraged many in the U.S., but how are they going down in Mexico? Paola Villarreal is a Mexican blogger who's currently in Boston. And Paola, what kind of reactions are you hearing from people back home?
Well, there's a lot of outrage, obviously, but my friends tell me that they're starting to think that he's really a clown.
He's a clown?
Yeah.
Don't they kind of like that tough guy approach to solving problems?
They do, but unfortunately, Donald Trump is looking more like a clown than a tough guy. Mm. For them, it's very funny on how he's trying to be a tough guy, but ended up being booed. And, you know, made fun of with memes and all that. So,
ooh, what are some of the memes?
Well, they're comparing him to the Simpsons grandpa, like when...
To the grandpa in the Simpsons. Yeah.
Things like that. And making fun of his hair, you know.
Okay, so you're saying they're treating it as kind of a joke in Mexico. But, you know, some of the stuff that he says is actually quite offensive. Is there any outrage there at all?
Yeah, it is. It is. The sad part of this is that he is like actually his words have impact, right? And a lot of people listen to him, unfortunately. And yeah, the outrage is that like in the political class and politicians are very angry at him because he's denying rights of Mexicans in the United States. And he is trying to connect with a conservative audience using this kind of hate and this kind of hateful speech.
He makes a big distinction between documented and undocumented Mexicans in the United States, legal and illegal, I guess you'd say. Do Mexicans make that distinction?
We don't. I mean, for many Mexicans, there's no distinction. It's like many of us want to come here to work and do something good for Mexico and the United States, because at the end of the day, we are neighbors, right? So we don't see it as a big difference if you are illegal or legal or whatever you want to say. But he's actually speaking about Mexicans in general, which is also insulting.
There's a big discussion in the United States right now, especially among journalists, over how to deal with Donald Trump, whether we deal with Donald Trump. But the fact is that he is getting a lot of traction with regular people in America right now. I wonder, you know, as much as you say he's looked at as a clown, you know, what he's talking about, the way he's talking about it, and the reaction that he's getting is very real.
Yeah, I know. I'm wondering, like, someone told him that his target audience was ignorant or full of prejudice. And he believed that, right? So I think it's time for Americans to prove him wrong, that Americans are not neither ignorant nor full of prejudice, right? So it's time for people to say no to Donald Trump and to stop giving him this kind of attention that we are also giving him right now, right?
Mexican blogger Paola Villarreal, thank you so much.
Thank you so much for inviting me.